Well, lots of high school basketball around the area here last night in girls' play, postseason action. There were a few boys' regular season games as well, as that starts to tail off and wind down as their postseason gets underway as well. But last night in girls' postseason basketball in Class 1A, we had a regional quarterfinal for you here on the radio up at Elkhorn as Exira EHK improves their record to 21-0, and they knock off Grizzled in the first round. They hosted them last night, and Spartans forced 11 first-quarter turnovers, raced out to a 12-point lead by the end of the first quarter en route to a 64-41 win. The Spartans got 17 points from sophomore Sophia Peppers, 15 from junior Mara Burmeister, and 12 apiece from Keely Nelson and Rose Anderson. The Spartans uncharacteristically only hit 4 3-point shots during the game, but controlled the offensive glass off of many of their long-range misses. Grizzled was led by sophomore Matea Peters with 10 points in the loss. The Tigers finished the season at 9-13. The second-ranked Spartans improved to 21-0. They'll move on to host Sydney on Friday night at 7 o'clock in a regional semifinal that we'll bring to you here once again on KJAN. Other action in basketball last night in boys' regular season hoops, it was Bishop Heelan over Councilman Thomas Jefferson, 70-33. Glenwood beat Lewis Central, 60-50. Harlan over Creston, 62-34. Norwalk over ADM, 63-43. In girls' basketball play, another regional quarterfinal action in Class 1A in Region 6, it was Cam with the upset last night as they knock off 11th-ranked Adair Casey, 51-50, the final score there. As they hold on, they got a late 3-point lead and then held on for the win. Colonesco beat Murray 49-42. It was Grandview Christian over Iowa Christian Academy 60-56 and Mount Air over Diagonal 65-24. In Class 1A Region 7, in regional quarterfinal play, it was Essex over Bedford 51-49. That's another mild upset there. Bedford was 13th ranked in the state. Also, Exira EHK, as we mentioned, 64-41 over Grizzled. Nottoway Valley beat Nishnabotna 60-33, and Sydney 38-29 over Fremont Mills. Once again, Exira EHK, Sydney will meet in the next round. Essex and Nottoway Valley will meet in the next round. Class 1A Region 8, in regional quarterfinal play, it was Audubon winning over Booyer Valley 55-49. Glidden Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan 45-34. Newell Fonda beats River Valley 78-41, and Westwood over Charter Oak Ute 46-38. Audubon now will travel to Sloan to take on Westwood coming up on Friday night. In Class 2A Region 6 and regional quarterfinal play, it was South Central Calhoun over IKM Manning 53-48. Also in Region 7, I-35 over Southwest Valley 57-40. Panorama beat West Central Valley 45-40. In Class 2A Region 8, it was Ridgeview over West Monona 45-35. St. Albert squeaked by Logan Magnolia 49-46. Trainer over Underwood 73-41. And Unity Christian over Maple Valley Anthon Otto 75-35 in girls' postseason basketball play last night. Now the larger classes get back out there again tonight here for the girls. And in Class 3A Region 8 in semifinal action, it will be Atlantic at Shenandoah and Kemper Catholic at Pocahontas area. Those games set for 7 o'clock tips tonight. We'll have that Atlantic-Shenandoah game for you here on KJN, and we'll pick it up as soon as the Iowa Hawkeyes are done. They're set for a 5:30 tip and Happy Valley against Penn State. So we'll have the beginning of the game, if the Hawks aren't done yet, on our web stream on KJN.com and on the mobile app as well. And if that is not finished yet, then of course we'll just join here on the radio as soon as that is over with the rest of the broadcast on the air here as well between Atlantic and Chan. Kemper Catholic, as we mentioned, at Pocahontas in that other game that will determine the finals winner or matchup. In Class 4A Region 1 first round play-in games, it's Denison Schleswig at Sioux City Bishop Heelan. Storm Lake is at Lamar's. In Class 4A Region 8, also play-in contests, Glenwood at Creston and Winterset at ADM. And in a Class 5A Region 7 play-in, it's Councilman Thomas Jefferson at Councilman Abraham Lincoln here tonight. Also getting underway today is the State Dual Team Wrestling Championships, and just a couple of local teams that will be competing in Class 1A in the state team duels. It will be Logan Magnolia in a first-round matchup against Sibley Oshedon. Logan Magnolia is the 4th seed and Sibley Oshedon the 5th seed. That will get underway at 11 o'clock. They'll be wrestling on mat number 2. There is, of course, lots of action will be going on all those mats here through the day today. Also getting underway here this morning in Class 2A at 9 o'clock this morning, Creston Orient Maxburg, the 3 seed, will take on 6 seed Sergeant Bluff Luton in their first dual matchup of the state team duels. Once again, that's a 9 o'clock start on mat number 8 for that one here today. And, of course, the large class 3A will also be wrestling in the afternoon session as well. Last night in college basketball, overtime was unkind to Iowa State once again. Baylor outscored the 13th-ranked Cyclones 19-10 in the extra session as the 25th-ranked Bears posted a 191 victory in Big 12 play.
Just usually looking at our road losses. Three overtimes. And, you know, one we lost by two or we had a shot to win it. You know, it's frustrating.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. It was a well-played game that saw Baylor connect on 54% from the field, while the Cyclones shot 52%. The difference was at the free throw line. Baylor converted on 22 of 28 from the stripe, while the Cyclones made 10 of 13.
You know, there's a couple plays you always look back at, but we just, you know, you got to be better defensively. You got to get some rebounds. You can analyze a lot of different ways, but we're doing some good things. It'd be good to get home tomorrow, rest up, and then be ready for TCU on Saturday. This obviously is a tough loss, and all of our road ones have been tough.
Prohm says the Cyclones had too many empty trips at crunch time. Abdul Nader led the Cyclones with 26 points. George Nyang had 24 and felt ISU should have won the game in regulation.
You know, I really wish, you know, we had a better execution down the stretch. You know, that comes from us players. Nothing to do with the coach at all. Really just us players making winning plays.
Monte Morris had 20 points and 11 assists. He also missed the fadeaway shot at the end of the regulation that would have been a chance to win it. The Cyclones fall to 7-6 in the Big 12 and 18-8 overall. The 4th-ranked Hawkeyes take the Big Ten lead on the road to battle Penn State this evening. The Nittany Lions have dropped 5 of their last 6 games, including a 73-49 loss at Iowa City back on February the 3rd.
They're a physical team. You got Brandon Taylor playing as well as anybody in the league. Garner's terrific, you know, but you got Banks and Foster and those guys playing a lot better. They beat Indiana there last week. And, you know, you got to go down there with a good, solid game plan, execute, take care of the ball, win the battle of the glass, and be ready to compete.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa's 20-5 overall. Penn State 3-9 in the Big Ten and 12-13 overall. Pre-game coverage at 4:30 here on KJN. Tip-off at the Bryce Jordan Center is at 5:30 here this evening. Last night, 24th-ranked Texas and 25th-rated Baylor both pulled off their upsets as Eric Davis Jr. hit all 4 of his 3-pointers in the first half and finished with 15 points as Texas downed 10th-ranked West Virginia 85-78. Isaiah Taylor had 23 points and 7 assists for the Longhorns, who hit 10 3-pointers in completing a regular season sweep of the Mountaineers. They improved to 8-5 in the Big 12 and dropped West Virginia one game behind Kansas for second place in the conference. Also, number 17, Purdue avoided its first losing streak of the season as A.J. Hammonds delivered 18 points and 12 boards in a 71-61 triumph over Northwestern. That's a look at some of the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.